CPV Radio, Central Texas.
This is AR Bass. Keep it locked right here on CPV Radio.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go! You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Family and friends, it is the hottest radio network on the planet. TPV Radio have an all-star lineup just for you. Sunday, TPV Reloaded at 2 p.m. Monday, It's the Grub at 12 p.m. The Reality Coach at 6 p.m. Tuesday, Victory Over the Weights of Life at 6 p.m. Friday, The Caribbean Pepper Pot at 8 p.m. Saturday, Brother Down presents at 4 p.m. Men, Let's Talk, every first Friday of the month at 4 p.m. TPV presents by appointment only. Coming to you on June 6th, it is our Saturday Buffet with Lorraine Brown at 12 p.m. Walk with me. Let's go!
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today to get your faster results without breaking the bank.
Hey, what's going on, home team? This your boy Gino Worldwide, Pastor Gino, man of Free Wave Radio, Generation Now Church in Murfreesboro. Hey, you are now listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
You're listening to the Psalmist Voice Presents right now on TPV Radio.
Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.
What's good, Prayer Family? Yes, it is that time again. It's the Psalmist Voice presents. This is a showcase for all artists, Christian labeled artists, indie artists, pastors, preachers, poets, authors that's making a statement in the kingdom of God. And of course, I'm your most humble host, the Psalmist Voice. What's cracking, family? Well, tonight we have another off the meat rack individual that's making a statement and making waves in the kingdom of God, and we don't want to hold her up any longer. Today's guest, we have Christian spoken word artist Tracy Neal is in the building, family, and we're going to get this party started right now. So the next voice you will hear will be from our very special guest, Christian spoken word artist Tracy Neal. Let's get it. Let's go. It's time for the Psalmist Voice presents.
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
South Carolina. She began writing poetry at 14 because the teacher from Hopkins Middle School told the class we had to write a poetry book. I fell in love with poetry and saw it as my outlet from bullying and self-esteem. My passion for public speaking came later on in life. 10 years later, actually, I was kept trying to become an elementary school teacher and failing the practice 2 exam. I felt like a total failure. God had a different plan, though. Through spiritual guidance of character development at my church, Word of God Church and Ministries International, with Bishop Eric W. Davis, I became a better woman of God. Now I want to share my life experiences with children, adolescents, and young adults, that Jesus is the better option. Like, I love to tell people, the world does not impress me. Ladies and gentlemen, Thomas Voice presents Show Your Love for Christian Spoken Word Artist, Tracy Nail-Wester.
What an introduction.
That's what we do. That's what we do. Thank you for coming on the show today. It's been a long time coming. We're excited to have you. And thank you so very much for chiming into our different programs from time to time. You definitely impressed the press family over here. You was over there preaching all on your own. Hell, we need our own platform. Just saying. But anyway. Well, we're glad to have you on. And Tracy, just give the family a little bit of backdrop of who you are. Of course, your bio was definitely on point. But give the family a little bit of backdrop of Tracy today, what she's doing, and things like that. And then we can get on with the interview. So you have the floor.
Tracy today, I am just showing my love and passion for Jesus, you know, in all avenues, not just in Christian radio, even secular radio. I tell them, I say, if I can't say Jesus, don't have me on. Because I'm not ashamed of my faith. And, It's just been a blessing, you know, to be able to encourage people and show that, you know, it's nothing wrong with being saved. There's nothing wrong with being a Christian, that you can be relatable, you can be transparent and real and honest, and it's, the word still draws people. The word still works, and I just love being that example, especially for young people. They need to see it. You know, they're seeing a lot of other things instead of someone keeping the standard and making it known that it's okay.
Amen. And that is exactly true, because we have a lot of different talented young people out here. And I fell in love with spoken word because up east, that's what we do. Spoken word is like big in the East Coast. And we are so many profound spoken word artists speaking about different things. But what intrigued me was a Christian spoken word artist. I was like, wait, hold on, time out. We have those? You know, so what intrigued me was like, wow, we have somebody that's saved. And she's radically saved. She's not just saying, oh, I love Jesus, hallelujah. No, you're like, you go ham and cheese. So this is what I was impressed about. So I was like, you know what? We got to definitely have this sister on here, because a lot of young people need to hear that. They rap about all this different stuff. They express different things. And don't get me wrong, that's what I love about the next generation. And that's what keeps my old head young, because I'm able to hear the heart. Now, a lot of people, my generation and above, we don't know how to be transparent. in the generation we're seeing now, a lot of young people, such as yourself and younger, are able to express God in a way where we were told that's too edgy, or that's too radical, or that's too this, and that's too that. Well, that's why we're in the trouble that we're in right now. Just saying. But that's a whole nother show, whole nother topic. But Tracy, I wanted to get your heart for it, because this is special. Now, of course, with spoken word, you can have the ability, you can have the gift, but this is different because you have a connection with the Father. And when you're doing spoken word, you know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people say I get this energy and a higher power and, you know, all these things. And then, you know, I gaze into the eyes of the man and I see the, you know, they go through all that. I know a little bit about that, but you can't catch me doing a spoken word on a good day. I try, but that's just not my, that's not my lane. I stick to this. But anyway, could you give the family the birth of this? Because I know it took transition in your life. I know it took some growth. I know it took some weeding out and actually being able to tap in this fully engaged. So can you tell the family a little bit of the spiritual journey that brought you to this process of writing spoken word in Christian?
Okay. I had been through a lot, and it's funny because it wasn't until I basically got completely broken that I developed a deeper relationship with God. And I say it was a journey because I was kind of stubborn, especially in my 20s. Like, I grew up in the church. I was, you know, Bible Belt. I knew about God, but I didn't have a relationship with God. That didn't happen until later on in life. But for me, with my experiences, I guess it started early, you know, middle school, bullying, you know, low self-esteem, 18, domestic violence, 20, rape. But it wasn't until I turned 27 and I was dating a guy at the time that I thought I was going to marry, and he ended up dying from a brain injury.
Wow.
That broke me.
Wow.
And my faith was shaken because I had experienced death. You know, death happens, but it never was that close to home for me. I had spent time with this person. I had been around this person all the time, talking to them on the phone, you know, hanging out with them and, you know, talking about building a future with this person. And all of a sudden life happens and it, you know, just hits me in a shock. My body goes in a shock and I'm like, okay, what is this, Lord? And I prayed for this person to be healed. You know, this is an encouragement to somebody that, you know, felt like, well, God, I pray for this person. I believe that you could heal him. I knew he could heal him, but I'm like, well, why didn't you heal him, Lord? So it was like this kind of, you know, confusion and battle in my spirit of why. Why is all this happening? And it got to the point where it was like, I won't say I was fighting God, but I was like, okay, Lord, like, what's going on? And one day, it's crazy. One day, I just kind of threw up my hands and I was like, okay, Lord, if it's going to be me and you, then it's me and you. What are we going to do together? You know, I could either go away from my faith or, you know, run towards you. And I chose to run towards him. You know, I felt like I was out of options. I wanted peace. And, you know, I tried therapy. I tried, you know, different things, and I was a big, back in the day, I was a big R&B rhythm and blues girl, and so I was still listening to that music, you know, even in a grieving period, but that music wasn't doing anything for me. It wasn't giving me peace. It wasn't giving me joy, and I needed it, and I was desperate for it. So when I told God, you know, okay, it's just me and you, I even gave up the music I was listening to. I said, you know what? This music is not doing anything for me. I'm going to try you out. I'm going to try this music out. I'm going to just spend time just with you. And I didn't even know that just by me, and I was saying it with an attitude like, you know, what's going to happen. But he knew that it was going to be for my benefit. So yeah. when I started, you know, that process of just consuming myself in the Lord, it became so fulfilling, so radical, so fresh, so new, that it was beyond my comprehension, beyond what anything I had ever felt. Now, growing up, I had went off to college, stayed on campus, and I was a party guru. When I say I party hard, I party hard. I probably could have paid off my college tuition. That's how hard I partied. But it never filled me. It never gave me peace. I always felt empty. You know, and I'm like, why did I keep going back to that and it never, you know, satisfied me? But I tell you what, when I really tried Jesus, when I really consumed myself in Jesus, can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Right.
Nothing could give me that peace. And so with that, that's where the deeper relationship with God came about. It wasn't until I had taken the Praxis 2 exam my final time. It was like 10 times I had taken it, and in my final time, I was broken again. And I already experienced being broken before, so I knew how that felt. And I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have spent 10 years of my life trying to do this. You know, what am I going to do? You know, and that and it left me open again to God to speak to me. And he said it so clear, I've already given you a gift. When are you going to use it? And it's funny because even before that him speaking to me came manifest, it was like he had used one of my friends to speak into me before it even manifested. And this was years ago before he even spoke this to me. One of my friends asked me one day, and I was still at the time trying to take the Praxis test, trying to pass, be a certified teacher. She asked me, she said, Tracy, if you could have any dream job in the world, what would it be? You know, and I didn't hesitate. I said, I would love to be a traveling poet. She said, what's stopping you?
Wow.
And it just gives me chills to think, like, even at that time, I didn't know what I was speaking. You know, I didn't know that he would manifest it. But it's just been, it's been mind blowing, like, and it's humbling. Because you think, sometimes we think when we're going through, God's not listening. Like, God doesn't care, but he does care. He cares about your pain. He cares about, you know, your challenges and stuff. But he will restore it. Because I failed to mention that the last time I saw that guy that died from a brain injury was a week after my birthday. He died a week after my birthday. So I hated my birthday. I really did. And a year after, when I, you know, met my husband, he proposed to me on my birthday. And I'm like, God, you love me that much. The person that rejected you, the person that knew of you but didn't want you a part of their life, you love me that much to restore something that hurt me so badly. Can't nobody tell me God's not real and that he can't feel you. You know, I have no words. And I, even in the journey, in the process, you know, I have flaws like anybody else, and God had to, you know, check me on my flaws. And when he checked me, I made a vow to him. I told him, I said, if I don't give you glory, take the gift. You know, sometimes people have an anointing, and God will just strip them of the anointing, but leave them with the gift. No, I don't want the gift. Because if the gift is not glorifying you, it's not worth me having. Give it to somebody that has a heart for you. And that holds me accountable every day, knowing that that's what I told him, and that I can't waste this life. I can't be stupid. I can't just, you know, do this like it's me. It's not me. It's all him. And I'll tell you real quick how I got checked. I was doing sharing my poetry at an event, and it was a good bit of people at this event. And for the first time, I had never seen my picture on the screen, like the lady that I was doing the event for, big old picture of me on the screen. I started feeling myself.
Uh-oh.
I started like, I'm mad, you know, Well, I got up there, and normally I'll tell you this, God, like when I recite a poem that, you know, people say they memorize, God will reveal it back to me like a movie screen. Like the words will just flash at me, and it's like I'm reading off of a pamphlet. I'm reading it line by line. That's how he does it for me. I can't speak for anybody but me. That's how he does it. So when I went up there, I was waiting for that. I was like, I was ready. I was waiting for that. Nothing.
Wow.
And God was like, oh, you still think this about you? You think you can do this without me? Go ahead. And I had to humble myself and say, y'all, I forgot the words. Let me get my phone. But that day I learned I can't do this without God. He gave me the gift. All of the words, everything comes from him. And I tell people, he is the best writer I know because he pours into me. So Amen. Without him, I'm an empty shell. Can't do it. So.
Amen.
Yep.
And I can definitely co-sign on that one because I was one of those knuckleheads too. When it came to following the call of God, it took just about almost half my life just to get to this point now. But what I'm trying to say is that when we people like us have a different encounter with God, let me explain, because we know what we're supposed to do. It was already in our DNA. It was already there. We already knew what it was way before we even got into the call. But we decide that we want to fulfill our adrenaline rushes with other things. So I can attest to that. And we do everything under the sun, but yet I'm still not satisfied. I'm still thirsty. I want more. So we go through all this extreme, and some of us go through detours of life, kids, marriages, whatever it is, financial hardships, all this stuff. But sometimes when it takes that breaking point for God to do what he needs to do, and this is for all of us, because we get so caught up in our egos, our degrees, our passions, all this stuff, and we forget that God is the one who orchestrated the plan in the first place. He's the one who gave you the idea in the first place. He's the one who gave you the talent in the first place. So what we have to understand is that when God already said it, it's going to get done. Now, if we continue to go down the wrong path, now, of course, there's some repercussions. We reap what we want. But at the end of the day, God will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He's always there. But we don't want to, I don't want anyone, especially someone that's listening in the next generation of soldiers, I don't want you to regret you wasting 20 years of your life on nonsense. If you hear the voice of God, there's a reason for it. It's not the devil. It's not because you're crazy. It's not because somebody said you're psycho. None of that stuff. If you're hearing the voice of God, there's a reason for it, because he's calling you. And once you tap into what God gave you, you will hear him so clearly. Just like you were just saying, Tracy, that when you go and minister the word through spoken word, it's like you see it right in front of you. It's like a projector. Just boop, 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 boop. You don't need your phone. You don't need the slide. You don't need a piece of paper. It just hits you. That's what God does. And when we start going before God, or when we start doing things before God wants us to do it, or we start feeling ourselves, he gonna pull it. Okay, then you do it and see what happens. And guess what? 9 times out of 10, we're going to get embarrassed by God. Why? Because God's the one who gave us the anointing in the first place. So he's going to check us. But see, we're getting to a point now, Tracy, especially in this season. This season that we're in is a breaking season. This season that we're in is a reset season, because the old saints, and I'm not trying to call y'all old out there, radio family, but listen to what I'm saying. The saints that have been doing it for 20, 30, 40, 50 years plus, that way is not working anymore. Let me say why. Because we're not relational anymore. Yeah, we're not relational anymore. We're so caught up in getting degrees and getting stuff instead of having a relationship. Your encounter with Jesus Christ, Tracy, was relational. That's why you can tap in the way you tap in with Jesus, because not only he healed you, he gave you something else that can keep you healed, that can keep you set free, and that can set free someone else that's going through the same exact thing or something similar that you've gone through. God just works things so, he does things so unconventional. We have a God that's not predictable. We have a God that does things outside the box. And once we realize that, Tracy, we can stop all this foolishness trying to build all these kingdoms here on earth. The only kingdom I want to build is my home in heaven, not here on earth. This is only a temporary stop. I'm not going to be here forever, and I'm not putting all my eggs in this basket, because this basket is about to blow up. So just saying. But anyway, I don't mean to preach. I'm going to try not to preach. So let me calm down a little bit and pump my brakes. So what was the – when you went to the transition of teaching and you realized that, okay, I waited all this time. I'm taking this test. I can't pass this test. What is going on? But I have a love for it. I want to do it, but that's not what I told you to do, Tracy. Well, I'll let you pass it, but that's not what I told you to do. Or I'll let you go down this road, but that's not what I told you to do. So tell the radio family, when you got to that particular point and God started directing you on this path, do you believe that the teaching that you wanted to do for students, are you having that same effect now with your spoken word ministry?
I really do believe, and I mean, I have no doubt God was blocking that. You know, it would never be me failing by a bunch of points. It would always be like maybe one to 5 points. It would be small. And I'm like, wow, you know, I think after the fifth time, I felt like it was a blockage, because I had been there before where I could see God blocking things. And what I never wanted to do was, you know, push the envelope when I could see God blocking stuff, you know, because then that's me trying to become God and I'm not him. But for me, the struggle that I had with continuing to take the test was for my father. He is a retired high school teacher, same school over 40 years. So wow. I felt like I had big shoes to fill. I knew I wanted to make an impact with young people, and I knew that I had an anointing to relate to young people. I've always had, even when I was young, like a kid, I could always relate more. But I just didn't know what avenue God was going to be taking me. But I knew after the fifth time, I don't think this is what I'm supposed to be doing. But I never had the courage to tell my father that, because I'm a daddy's girl. I wanted to please him, you know.
Exactly.
I really embraced that, honoring thy father and thy mother, you know. So when God told me to, you know, pursue the poetry at 30, I'm 31 now. But at the time when I failed it, you know, that 10th time and I was done, I finally told my father, I said, I'm not going to take it again. He was like, take it one more time for me. That was the first time I felt like I really told my dad no.
Wow.
And it caused some, you know, some friction there, you know, and we spent some time kind of reflecting, and it hurt me so bad. It did, because, like I said, I really am a daddy's girl. So it was hurting me. And God had to reassure me, I got you. Don't worry. He's going to come around. And I had to trust that. So I kept going. And, you know, fast forward to now, he's told me several times. He said, I don't know about what's going on in the world, but I know one thing. God got you. And I'm like, yes. Yes.
Amen.
So God works it out. He works it out. You just got to obey him. That's the hardest thing sometimes for people to do is just obey God, because we can't always see it with the natural eye. Most of the time, we're not going to see it with the natural eye, you know, and it's just wants us to step out on faith, and he's not going to always give us the whole details, right?
No.
Because for me, with the poetry, I didn't know anything about this, you know, virus happening. I didn't know anything about, you know, me not being able to go to different events, you know, for my poetry. And I didn't know that I would be able to do so many radio interviews. I did not see that coming. So it is all God. He's going to take you through steps, but just trust the steps. You know, that old song back in the day, order my steps in your word. Guide my feet. He will guide you, but we got to obey. Even when you can't see it, even when it doesn't make sense, probably to your natural comprehension, God has a bigger plan. He is limitless. Let me say this. God is limitless. We put him in a box, but he is not in a box.
That's right. That's right. And that's what we do. We stick him on this human factor, and God is not on a human factor. He's in a class all by himself. And we have to see everything for what it is. We have to touch it. We have to smell it. We have to see it in order for us to believe it. But this whole thing about understanding who Jesus Christ is, again, your faith comes in the hardest of times. Your vision and what God has for you comes in those times when you have to doubt. When you get to the point of, I have no one else to turn to. Everyone that used to have my back, they don't have my back anymore. God wants to prove stuff to us. And sometimes we put people in the way. And when we allow people to be in the way, we can't hear. And when we can't hear God, then we're blaming God because we put people in the way when God told us to take them out of the path or take them out of our ear gate in the first place. What I love about what God is doing for you is the fact that you're listening to the voice of God, and that's very, very rare, especially when you're young and you have a powerful gift in spoken word. And of course, we're going to have you read one of those here on the show when we're finished with the first segment. But we definitely want to hear one of that, because I know it's powerful. I already know. I did my homework. But I know someone that's listening is going to be touched by it. And one thing that I've learned when you're preaching or whatever is still writing. And when you're blessing yourself and you're making yourself cry, or you're making yourself feel convicted over what God is giving you to put on that piece of paper, that's when you know that's God talking. Because no one's going to be able to feel it unless you've been through it. That's why I miss testimony service, Tracy, because we used to get people saved with testimony service. I'm telling you, Pastor didn't even have to be not in there preaching. He probably said maybe 10 or 15 minutes of stuff. Then we got this testimony service. Then we had Mother Jackson and Deacon Jones. And arresting them, and they're talking about, well, I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. My soul, we get all crazy to Deacon Jones about to pray the house down. But see, this is the thing that we've taken, the elements that we've taken out. Just look at our nation. We took prayers out of schools. Check. We took testimony service at a church. Check.
Yes.
We got all these time constraints in church. Check. Now we have concerts instead of sermons. Check.
Please
so we have concerts instead of sermons. Check. So where do you think the power of God is? In your performance? In the LED? In the smoke? The smoke and mirrors? Getting goosebumps? No. The Holy Spirit has never left. See, this is the problem. We're the ones that are getting in the way. And once we get out of the way, that's when God can move. So we want to be little G's. And that's why there's a problem right now. That's why instead of us being in the house in quarantine as believers, we should be in the streets as believers, walking into all these establishments, and we don't have to touch nobody. And if they are infected with the coronavirus, they will be healed instantaneously. Why? Because you walk by faith. Oh, that's too radical, Thomas. You talking out, we have to use sound judgment. I understand that. I'm not saying jump into a pool of Corona-19. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that you're supposed to be walking by faith. If the same Holy Spirit is the same Holy Spirit that was activated 2,000 years ago when Jesus was ascended into heaven, when he was able to walk through a disease-infected town and was never sick, and he was able to heal and set free people, and people would just get healed by the hem of his garment, come on.
Yes.
Oh, that's Jesus. That's a whole different element. No, it's not, because he gave us the same gift when he left the earth. Oh, you're talking too radical. No, I'm not. Read your word. But anyway, I don't mean to preach. I don't even know why I went there, but there was a reason why I did. Anyway, let me backtrack a little bit. So, Tracy, tell the family a little bit about where they can get your poetry, where they can find you on social media, and when this whole thing is lifted, how they book you and all that stuff.
So I tell people the easiest way is my website that has all of my social media, my contact information, and you can book me there as well. And that's Tracy with an I, T-R-A-C-I, Neal, N-E-A-L, Speaker Poet, all together, TracyNealSpeakerPoet.com.
Wow. Well, I'm for sure we're excited, and I know over here in Central Texas, some of our quarantine things have been lifted, and it's back to business as usual in some places over here. But I know for us, we're excited because we got a lot of big things coming up for the ministry, and we will definitely mind come all the way over here to Texas to bless us with your ministry. But one thing I wanted to ask before we take our first break, and then we're going to get into your spoken word. What's the biggest challenge that you face when it comes to choosing the right word when it comes to ministering to the people with your gift?
I won't say it's a challenge, but it's a daily flesh fight for me. I tell my husband all the time, like, I am not, you know, I'm just as susceptible to sin as anybody else. The only difference is I fight it. You know, I fight my flesh daily because I know what my flesh can do. My flesh is not saved. So, you know, I truly believe in, you know, consuming myself in Jesus. That's the only way I can, you know, be able to minister. This is a ministry, and I can't, you know, express what God wants his people to hear if I'm not open to him, if I haven't prayed to him today, if I haven't spent any time with him today, if I've fed my flesh with a bunch of junk, whether it's what I'm watching on TV, what I'm listening to, whatever, you know, it's what I'm spending my time with. And I tell anybody, what you spend your time with is what you love.
Amen. 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 And I agree with you. That's you see that right now. I mean, you know, with everything that is going on right now. I just thank God that he's able to sustain even in the time, and you can feel a shifting in the spirit, that there's going to be a big shift, and we have to be ready for it. And I'm not saying it to scare nobody. I'm not saying, oh, Psalms is being too deep. No, I'm not. You could feel it. I mean, if you're connected to the in the same vein and you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and that I hope you do, you know exactly where I'm coming from in the spirit. There's a shifting going on. Something's going to happen. We got to be ready. And whatever gift God gave you, we got to be ready. We got to be ready to knock the devil's head clean off, because he's coming and taking people out. And we playing
yes.
We're playing pity pat, baker man, bake me a cake. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. He's taking people out, and we're sitting here mm-hmm. playing around. So we need to stop all this. Use what God gave you, the anointing and the gift God put inside of you. Use it as your weapon. Use it as your tool to combat the forces of darkness. Yes, our flesh is going to be under attack. This flesh don't like the things of God. But guess what? We got the antidote. And what's the antidote? Our relationship with Jesus Christ. That's our antidote. Reading the word, praying, studying, having relationship with him. I'm not talking about having religion with him. I'm talking about relationship. Big difference. You can know the word, but if you have no relationship, you're not going to have an anointing. Uh-oh. Let me stop preaching. Anyway, before we you're making me preach, Tracy, turn it off.
Step by it.
Woo, Jesus. Oh, man. Well, this is what I'm going to do. We're going to take a quick break, and we want you to prepare a word for the people. I want you to read one of your teachings to the family, and we definitely will love to be blessed if somebody would want to hear from it. We'll ask you a few questions. We'll have a little fun, and then we'll wrap this thing up. So, you family, you are listening to the Psalmist Voice Presents from my special guest, Christian spoken word artist, Neely, in the building. And we are chopping it up, and y'all don't want to miss this. When we come back, Miss Tracy Neal is going to read one of her spoken word teachings. Y'all don't want to miss it. So tell your family, tell Uncle Jimmy, Petey, Spooky, all the rest of them that's trying not to listen to this show and what you hear at the side of their ears, because they're trying to walk love and hip hop, but it ain't fly. So therefore, turn up the Psalmist Voice Presents right now, because Tracy Neal's going to come up in just a few minutes after the break and give us one of her spoken word pieces from the throne. So y'all don't want to miss it. You're listening to the Psalmist Voice Presents right here on TPV Radio. We'll be right back after this. Don't you dare move a muscle.
You're listening to the Psalmist Voice Presents right now on TPV Radio.
For the can't go back, sing it for the broken parts, sing it for the just found out life is now upside down. If you're looking for hope tonight, raise your hand. If you feel alone and don't understand, if you're fighting the fight of your life instead, we're gonna make it through this. We'll be right back.
bolder, braver, stronger.
Yeah. will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I will forgive their sins and heal their land. For their young sisters in South Africa, for their young brother in Nigeria, for my brothers and sisters in New York City, God is still in the healing business. Let's come together.
Keep it locked right here on TPV Radio, the station for inspiration. TPV Radio, Central Texas.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Summer's Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
You're listening to the Summer's Voice Presents right now on TPV Radio.
Presents Christian spoken word artist Tracy Neal is in the building, and we've been talking up about what God is doing with this season in her life. And of course, we got a little bit more of questions to ask her, but we definitely want to get one of these spoken word pieces heard to you, family, because I'm quite sure it will bless you. Because I'm excited because I haven't heard spoken word, especially for the kingdom, in a long time since leaving home. But I'm looking forward to it. So, Miss Tracy Neal, you have the floor.
There was a time I thought about committing a serious crime by allowing my life to become society's mom to await the judgment seat. I felt so bad, and my mind soon grew mad of all of my problems that I believed I had, causing me to share defeat. I had no friends and even thought I would lend my heart to others, then make it bend, which influenced me to drop to my feet. I was abused by those who would choose to misuse a nice girl that didn't want to get hate to beat. Some days I came home and cried as I wish I had died, while I lied to my parents thinking there would be no repeat. I questioned God's presence and refused to reverence him as my savior, being in my own imprudence because I couldn't take the heat. I tried to be accepted, but I was still rejected, and my spirit became infected with sadness, wishing I would never have to keep taking the meat. I wondered when my worries would stop and make a flip-flop where my flower might finally bloom from the crop like a willful wheat. I did not know how to show my hurt for it not to grow, but I needed to find my treat. Then one day, God showed me the way, and he took my problems to put them on his tray to make me very neat. God took control and filled me up so whole until I knew I had to reach my goal for it to go in a fleet. Now I can smile and laugh a while because my pain has gone for miles, so I can give a greet. See, my Jesus signed the resurrection sheet. I didn't have to bid it. I couldn't kid it. Time wouldn't rid it, but my God did it.
Oh, man. Man. See, now I'm ready to pack up and go back home. You know, yeah, I know. Get it there. Yeah, get it there. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that was heavy. Yes. So, woo! I have flashbacks. Just saying. Just going back home. Oh, hold on. I got this. Yeah, that's what you used to do up top. Yeah, there you go. So, they're like, what are you doing? What is that? Well, yeah, that's what you do. Instead of clapping, you're smashed. And then the people that are into the poetry slams and stuff like that, you wouldn't clap, you would snap. So just give a little education, you know, on that. But yeah, that's the culture of what they do. But anyway, Tracy, that was phenomenal. That was phenomenal. You can hear the words. It's beating out of the piece. And you know exactly. You could feel the pain, you could feel the victory, you could feel the triumph, you could feel all of it. So, man, big up to you, man, and your ministry. That's heavy. And I'm probably still the younger.
Oh, man, that was sick.
Oh, well, they say new stuff now. See, I can't keep up with the lingo no more. I'm just like, good.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, oh, that was fire. That was burnt and all. It was like, burnt? Dude, you know what burnt means? You know, silly stuff. There you are. You got to keep track with the verdict. But with with spoken word, because like I said, this is a very, it's a special gift to have, because you have to be, you have to really be tapped in. So could you tell someone that has the same gift of writing poetry, but they don't know exactly what to do with it, so to speak, like as far as they know God gave it to them because it comes easy for them when they write, if they're going through stuff. Just like with some of us, the word could be easy by just reading it, and we can comprehend it and translate and things like that. With spoken word, that's another type of expression. And could you give somebody that's listening out there how they can protect their gift and how they can home on their gift by allowing God to direct them? You have the floor.
I guess for me, I can only speak for me. How I protect my gift is, you know, I don't let the world influence me to change the message.
Yes.
You know, that's a big thing, because, you know, if anybody could say they feel like they have a gift, but you made it clear, if that person believes it's a gift from God, then your gift should be used to glorify God. If it's correct. Not, then you're making it to glorify yourself. And, you know, I tell people that there are a lot of people that are calling themselves Christians, but they really want to be a star. They don't want to use their gift to bring God glory. And, you know, for me, that's big, because that's just where my heart lies. And I'll say this as well. When you give God glory, you're not going to regret it. You know, if God has given you that gift to, you know, expound and share with the world, he's going to honor you because you're honoring him. And, you know, I tell people, like, this was just an act of faith, and God has opened so many doors, you know, that no man can close, you know, and I share it boldly when people approach me, like, my business ministry is so established, like, I've been doing it for years. No, honey, this is only 5 months in.
Wow.
Even you as a secular person can't explain it. I don't have an agent. You know, and I've had at least 15 radio interviews. Can't nobody tell me that when you obey God, that he will not open up doors that no man can close and give you leverage, because he gave it to you. He gave it for you to give him glory. And when you do that, when you honor him, he'll exalt you. But when you try to exalt yourself, oh, you know, he can't use you.
That's right. That's right. And that's the biggest problem that we're facing now. When you're in the radio aspect of things, the music aspect of things, even as a writer, you understand that there's this thing called an iron curtain. And I speak about this a lot on a lot of our programming in regards to what is your soul worth? And when it comes to talent, that's one thing. When it comes to a God-given ability, that's a whole nother can of paint. Now, your talent can take you so far. But when God gave something that can change people's lives, what a lot of us are not taught, and I'm not saying all ministries do this, but some, we're not taught to come to have the tools necessary to fight for our anointing, to fight for what God gave us. We're not given those tools. So we look at the secular world, or even in the gospel world, it's pretty much the same thing, because the only difference is they're singing gospel, but it's still a business. It's the same thing. You're selling records, but you put Jesus and God in it just to make it sound churchy. So now you're a gospel artist, but you're still living a secular life.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Or you can be a radio host, which used to be a gospel artist, but you're still living a secular life, but yet you're still running with the tag that I'm a Jesus freak. But in all actuality, if your money was gone tomorrow, and all this empire that you've built will be gone. Why? Because you built your brand around yourself, and you didn't build it around the people of God. You didn't build it around your relationship with Jesus Christ. You didn't build it around the word. You didn't build it around what he told you to do. You let your music exec tell you what to do. You let your agents tell you what to do. Are your agents even saved? Are they even saved?
Now, come on now.
Yeah. Are they even saved? I'm not talking about, oh, I know Jesus. No, I'm talking about, are they saved? Are they protecting the gift? Now, you know you have a good manager or a good agent if they're protecting the gift. Because if they're encouraging you to preach or encouraging you to bring down the next level when you're speaking a word through song or through word, and they're protecting the anointing God gave you, now that's a manager. That's somebody that's protecting the gift God gave you. And if you're able to bust down doors without paying somebody or stroking somebody's ego or doing something you got no business doing just to get a 30-second spot on a radio show, come on,
Come on now.
So I thank God for our platform. I thank God for people like you, Tracy, that have come to us. And we have no problem giving you all the time you need to make sure that the people of God hear what God has done for your life and how you're protecting your gift and not selling out to the man because you want to make a quick buck.
Yes,
because this, everything that we have here is temporal. Everything that we've accomplished here is temporal. I want to establish something eternal. I want my return to come back 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 fold in heaven, not here on earth. But see, we don't preach that. We want
it now.
We want to live our best life now and everything now. No. Our job here is to save as many people as possible in the giftings that God gave you. See, people don't want to hear that part, but it's the truth. We're here to disciple people to bring them to Christ. And if God gave you a gift to speak spoken word, do it in the name of Jesus. If God gave you an angelic voice to bring down the angels for heaven to heal people, that's what you do. Don't sell out your gift for a quick buck. And then it comes to the point where you get shelved, or when the people get your track record or whatever, your fan base starts to dwindle, then they drop you like a hot potato. Then what? See, this is what we have to understand. What we do here, we love what we do because it's ministry. Why? I don't have to be paid top dollar. I don't need to be on the top radio stations across the world. God gave us our own. And we are going to be a ministry that's going to bring people the right tools, bring people that have the right biblical aspects of what they are, their gifts, everything that they have that they had to fight for just to have a chance to be heard. And we are here to do that. We are a ministry. We're here to bridge the gap. We have too much segregation within the body of believers as it is. In music, in spoken word, wherever it is, anytime you're doing anything for God and you're going ham and cheese, like I like to call it, for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you always got those big wigs trying to hold you back or step on your neck because you ain't selling out, or you don't have a look, you don't dress like this, you don't wear the right makeup, you don't wear the right lipstick, you don't wear the right shoes, all this nonsense that has nothing to do with Jesus Christ, period. Period. I want you to see the anointing. I don't want you to see me. I don't want you to see my six pack. I don't want you to see all this stuff. See all that. First of all, if that's what you're looking at, you need to be delivered. Hello.
Hello.
So,
yes.
So that's the problem. We are too busy walking in things of the flesh, Tracy, instead of walking in the things of the spirit. And You continue to stay encouraged. Do not let anybody tell you that God didn't give you something, because a lot of people that come to you that tell you the otherwise are usually haters. They're usually people that may have some type of status, and they're trying to tell you, well, that's not going to bring your bread and butter and all this other stuff. Really?
Mm-hmm.
God supplies the need. He does.
Yes, he does.
I can tell you firsthand he does. So don't sit here and tell me that if God called you to do a thing, he's not going to give you the provision to take care of the thing. See, but we're not taught that either, Tracy. We're taught to sow $1,000 seed and expect a double, triple harvest. That is not God. If you're able to give $1,000 seed, God bless you. But you're not guaranteed to get a double harvest from your $1,000, because that's not how God works. He looks at the thing. You'll be surprised how much you'll be blessed by $5, and how much $5 can multiply to millions because your heart was right.
Yeah.
Not because it's the amount. If your heart's not right, how do you expect people to see God through your ministry if all you're worrying about is jet flying, limousine riding, all this stuff?
Come on, man.
That has nothing to do with anointing. That has nothing to do with God, period. I don't care. I wear my Walmart shirt my shorts. I'm good. I don't need to be all decked out in $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 suits. For what? That doesn't prove I have an anointing. That doesn't prove that God is working in my life because of the way I look. And that's the problem. We're too busy looking at outward things. But God's not into the outward thing business. He does things from the internal. And when he does things from the internal, it blesses people in the external. Because when you're speaking and you're allowing yourself to lay to the back of the bus, and you're allowing the Holy Spirit to convey through your mouthpiece, you know how many people you can deliver, how many people you can inspire, how many people you can break chains off of their life. God is a powerful God, and you don't need a whole bunch of money and a high-dollar agent to get you where you need to go. I know, for example, God opened up doors for us, and I know it was God, because I didn't have an agent. I don't have an agent, and God is the only agent, lawyer, doctor, psychologist, everything that I need to keep myself strong in him and allow the ministry to go forth and to connect with individuals such as yourself. We are here to encourage everyone, and we thank you so much for choosing us, because now we're family, and we're going to make sure you're okay. So we have an open line. Whenever you or your husband need some prayer, need some encouragement, don't hesitate to hit us up. We will stop what we are doing, and we will make sure that we will do our due diligence to keep you encouraged, to keep your spirit strong, and to stay focused on what God has for you in your life and in your season and in your ministry for yourself and for your husband. I'm sorry to preach, but the Holy Spirit had me going ham and cheese for a minute, and someone needed to hear this. But Tracy, we love you, and we thank you so much for what God is doing, because your story is nothing but God. And you continue to encourage people. You continue to shut the haters up. You continue to make sure that God gets all the glory in everything that you do, in season and out of season. Wherever arena you speak at, yes, I called it. Wherever arenas you speak to, wherever mega churches you go to, wherever youth conferences you go to, you are bringing people to God through your unique word, and that's what's going to get people saved, the authenticity and the truth of the struggle of how you had to overcome your own personal battles and fight God through the whole process. But as soon as you allow God to be God in your life, this is what God does for you in this season. And I'm sorry to finish, but I just had to say it. I'm sorry. My God. But Tracy, oh my God, Tracy, you have anything that you would like to tell the family at this time? You have any shout outs you like to give? Any words of encouragement you like to drop on the family before you get out of here today?
I have two shout outs. One is my husband. You know, he has been so supportive of me, you know, with what God has been doing, and he's my photographer and the person that does my videos. So, you know, he's just an amazing husband. So I want to give him a shout out, and I want to give a shout out to my mother, because she was the one that basically confirmed when I was 14 that I needed to even pursue poetry, because she took me to my first open mic, and she told me that, yes, I was the youngest one in the room, and she told me, you should go up there and read a poem. She thought I was going to read the poem, and I ended up reciting it and projecting everything, and she said, you have a gift. So she spoke into me, you know, at a young age, and I love her even more for that. So last piece of advice is allow God to move. Now, you have to make the first move. God does not push himself on people, but he is near. He is not far away. Sometimes it might feel like he is, but he's not. And when you make that first move, and he's making moves in your life, don't try to push it away, and don't try to make it your own. Meaning when God, like I told you in the beginning about, I felt like God was blocking me from passing that test. I could have passed that test, you know, numerous times, but it was like he was blocking it. That is okay, because that means he's trying to save you from some pain. He's trying to save you for some things. God will connect the right people to you. And this is for even business people that, you know, feel like you want to venture out and step out on faith. You have got to trust God in this. If you are including God in your business, then you're going to have to trust that God knows best. And if he's blocking certain people from, you know, things not manifesting or things not happening, it's for a reason. And that's okay, because he's going to put the right people that will help your business elevate, the right people. And you have to trust that he is going to do it his way, and his way is right.
Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Psalmist Voice presented Christian spoken word artist Tracy Neal. So, Tracy, please give all your social media handles one more time so the family can follow you on all your social media handles. And once everything's lifted, get you to their church and book you and stuff like that, so they can get you out there so you can minister.
All right, one more time. It's Tracy, T-R-A-C-I, Neal, N-E-A-L, speakerpoet.com. Tracy Neal, speakerpoet.com. And I am Google accessible, so if you type in Tracy Neal, I'm there. You will find me.
Amen. Amen. So, family, we had in the building Christian spoken word artist Tracy Neal. Again, Tracy, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It is a pleasure to have you. And don't be afraid. You already know. You got the open line. So if you ever feel good or feel free to come on any of our programming to give a word from the Lord, please do so. You have an open lane. You're now family. So don't hesitate. Give us a call. We'll love to tap you in. So, family, we are just about out of time, and we thank God for everything that you're doing in this season. We thank God for you, Radio Family. We thank God for everything that is going to happen in the next few months right here on TPV. Now, if you missed today's broadcast, don't hesitate. You can go to our website. The show is going to be on there, www.tpvradionetwork.com. The show will be posted on the site. You can also come directly to blogtalkradio.com. tpv.com/TPV Radio. You can also hear the rebroadcast on TPV Radio 24/7. Just download Live 365, search the Thomas Voice Radio Network, and you are in there. We're also on iTunes as well. So either way you look at it, you cannot find an excuse not to listen to this broadcast one more time. So again, Tracy, thank you so much for coming on the show. And again, our love goes out to you and your husband, and we pray that the ministry will continue to flourish in this season and continue to knock down the doors that you've been doing and continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, family, that's it. We're done. So we're going to get out of here, and we love you. We praise God for you. And don't miss another exciting episode of the Psalmist Voice Present. Coming up next, it's the pop-up show with Niece, and you never know what you're going to get on that show. So keep it locked right here on TPV Radio. I am your host, the Psalmist Voice. For Tracy Neal, we're out of here. You are more than you think and greater than you heard. And when you see the Psalmist Voice or Tracy Neal doing it big for the kingdom of God, walk with us. Let's go. We'll see you next time for another exciting episode of the Psalmist Voice Presents. We're out of here. Love you.
The Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.
TPV Radio, Central Texas.